Blessings and a wonderful new year to all of you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is the name of Jesus. On the eighth day after the birth of a child, it was tradition to take that child to the temple where the child would then receive his name. And Jesus receives his name on this day. But we know a lot of names for Jesus, right? So think for just a moment about one of the names of Jesus. Just think. This is a quiz. I know you're not used to this kind of interactive thing. You're used to being passive and just sitting around, but today you work. Names of Jesus. Don't be afraid, just spit one out. Not all at once. Wonderful Counselor. Prince of Peace. Joshua Bar Joseph. Yeshua Bar Joseph. Rabbi. What else? Rose of Sharon. We didn't get that one this morning. Emmanuel. Shepherd. What else? Light. What? Oh, Kahu. I thought you said Tahoe. And I was like, no. I had never heard that one before. The Word, Logos, Messiah, Christos, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, and if you know, Handel's got a whole long bunch of them, right? All names for Jesus. And yet, when you look at the international business polls and you ask, what are the most recognizable brand names in the world, what are they? McDonald's? Apple's not as high as you would think. Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola. What about? Michael Jackson. His stock's gone down a little bit. But yeah, it's McDonald's and Pepsi and Coke, and believe it or not, Habitat for Humanity is one of the most recognized brand names in the world. So, you know, one out of four is not bad. We know the corporate names, and we even know what they mean, and yet I'm telling you, not once has a quarter pounder with cheese really helped anybody all that terribly much. Unless you're really hungry. So the name of Jesus is more than just a name, isn't it? It describes how God is working with and through and for us. Rabbi, teacher of the faith, wonderful counselor, and not average counselor, wonderful counselor, the one who is there when we most need to let go of our greatest concerns. Messiah, that wonderful Hebrew word, Messiah, which means anointed one, or its Greek form, Christos, the one who God is sending to redeem all that God has made. What are the other names? Pastor. Shepherd. That's all pastor means, by the way. Shepherd. Nothing fancy. The one who gathers us all together and hopefully sends us in the same direction. These are the ways that God has blessed us with the name of Jesus. And it's so important that we understand as God's people that that name lives out its reality. It's a name that all of us know. You were able to pop off all those names of Jesus with no problem. But the world can't. They don't know the name of Jesus like you know the name of Jesus. So more than just an obscure Jewish rite, more than just a liturgical day within the life of our liturgical year, the name of Jesus calls us to God's intention for us and for the world. Rabbi, counselor. Oh, one you didn't say that I'm so surprised because I've been preaching for 2 years. Emmanuel. You did.
When somebody else said it.
God. You were listening. God with us. These are the names that we hear about Jesus, and also the names that God puts on you. For God gives you a name as well, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. My people, my body. Those are your true names, child of God, beloved, healed, sent out ones. And so the name of Jesus intertwines with the names that God has given us as we are sent out into the world so that Jesus' name might be known. So the name of Jesus. On the eighth day, he was given the name Joshua, Yeshua, Bar Joseph, son of Joseph, Savior, Lord, and friend. Amen.